Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. And our Cook the Perfect guest this morning, a warm welcome to the Australian chef, Bill Granger. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning.
How now, are this you? Is, all right, thank you. And you're doing a pork ragu.
Absolutely. Mm. My children have got to the age where they're sick of spaghetti bolognese, which is amazing. I think any parent that has, you know, that's the fallback position. That's a fallback dish.
Are you in my kitchen, Bill? I think you must be. Yeah. how old are your girls?
My girls are 12, 10 and 8. Right. So they're getting a little bit more interested in what they can eat. Yeah, because, you know, all kids go through a stage of not wanting to eat anything. I think it doesn't matter who they are. Mm-hmm. And mine have, yeah, just got out of that, which is great.
So you are, perhaps you're going up a step in a culinary way, aren't you? This is not spag bol. This is something maybe a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, it's a northern Italian dish, a pork ragu. And it's really, the great thing about it, spag bol is great and it's easy to have in the freezer, but it actually takes quite a lot of work to get it done. You know, chopping of all the carrots and the celery and the onions. This is a lot easier. You put it all in the oven. Now, put on the pan, and the pan does the work for you.
What's an Aussie boy like you doing an Italian dish like this for, then?
Oh, you know, in Australia, Australia's food is an incredible mix of everything. You know, from, you know, Italian to Greek to Vietnamese to Malaysian to Chinese. And I think what I enjoy about cooking the most is being able to travel, especially with young children. You're stuck at home, and it's nice to be able to recreate those dishes you eat in restaurants at home. And this is one of those dishes.
Well, you can, Bill. And maybe thanks to you, we'll all be able to by the end of the programme.
Yeah, it's dead easy.
All right, well, take your word for it. Much more detail from Bill and about Bill a little bit later in the programme. But if you're tempted by the recipe, I promise you it's going to be tasty, this. It is already on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. Now, the Australian chef, Bill Granger, we've got him in the kitchen because that's where men ought to be. And he's cooking the perfect pork ragu. Hello, Bill.
Hello. That's what my wife thought.
She made a fairly sound choice in marrying you. It has to be said. Well, I'm making a judgment. I've got no idea. It could be very difficult behind the scenes.
No, I do all the cooking.
That's definitely a bonus. Now, tell us a little bit about your background, because actually people probably look at you and think, well, here's a very successful man. He's got restaurants all over the world. But you worked and you started work early, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I started, I'm not a trained chef at all. I think of myself as a good home cook. But I grew up in the food business. My father was a butcher. And I always thought I'd do my own business. So for me, a restaurant was what the dream that I wanted to do. Mm. So I just fell into it, really. I worked in a restaurant at university to pay my way through university.
And what was your first, was it a cafe or was it a restaurant that you opened first?
A cafe. It's a very, very simple cafe. It only sat originally 34 people. Right. We could only open between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the afternoon, 6 days a week. So that's why we did breakfast.
You did basic breakfast and lunches.
Yeah, and that's all I could, at that stage when I was quite young, it was the only lease I could get hold of. No one would give me a lease for a shop. Right. And that's all I could get. That was the only one.
But on the other hand, you can actually do a basic breakfast badly, can't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think for me, what I like to do is reinvent simple dishes and do them well. I mean, I think the biggest change with cooking now is the ingredients we can get can be so much better. Even you're at a local supermarket, the quality's, you know, sky high improved from what it was, you know, 20 years ago.
What was Australia like then? I mean, did you become foodies around the same time as us? Or
I think so, a little bit earlier. Australia, I mean, it really changed up until, you know, the 50s. It was a very Anglo, you know, cooking tradition. That's what I was brought up on. I was
steam
brought up
puddings?
On a, yeah, no, not so much steam puddings, but I was brought up on a roast dinner every night of the week. That was my, yeah, or a mixed grill.
Well, your dad was a butcher.
He was a butcher, so that's why I was a roast. It seemed very luxurious, but that's, yeah, what we ate.
Yeah.
And then it changed. I think really post-Second World War, with waves of immigrants coming through, that's when we saw that food could be good. And I think that's the interesting thing.
Your granddad, though, had a bit of a thing going on where he'd give or offer his grandchildren a loan to kickstart a business?
Well, my grandfather was a self-made businessman. He had, I think, 3 butcher shops. And what he thought for his grandchildren, he wanted to give them a head start. Mm. So what he did, he took out a life insurance policy, which meant when we were all 21, we could borrow $20,000 to do a business. And we had to pay it back. It wasn't a gift. Mm-hmm. And I just paid mine back actually last year.
You paid it back.
Accruing interest because it was true. It took me a long time to get rid of. But it was a wonderful gift because it enabled me to, and I think being alone, it made it more serious.
Yeah.
And I had to take it really seriously.
The pork ragu then. Mm. Now, this is a kind of slow-cooked dish, isn't it?
It is. And it's really easy. As I was saying before, when you're, you know, meat pastas are a great family staple. You know, they're quick to put together. You can make the sauce ahead of time. So what I'm doing with this is just cooking off a little bit of pork loin. You could use shoulder, neck, you know, leg.
What's the cheapest? I mean, pork loin's not that cheap.
Not cheap,
is it?
No. And I use this because it was quite lean, but I think the cheapest is neck, pork neck. Yeah.
And as long as you cook it for a long time, you'd be fine with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And the great thing about this is you can pop it in the oven for a few hours or leave it on the stovetop and it'll cook. So I'm just browning it off and seasoning it with some salt and pepper. And then once that's coloured, take it out of the pan.
Let me just have a look. So it really is just coloured.
Just a couple of minutes, really. I'd give it a couple of more minutes.
Right.
Turn it over. And then to that, add some chopped onion. And the great thing about this dish is you don't need to chop up, as I was saying before, with the bolognese, the carrots and the celery and all of that.
So it's quicker.
It's quicker, a lot quicker. So the onion's in there. Then a bit of garlic and just a few cloves.
You're just crunching, smashing
it. Yeah, push down with the side of the knife and that releases the skin. Chop off the end. And I don't bother using a garlic crush.
You're all manual.
I hate cleaning them. You know when the skins of garlic get stuck into it? I know. So just roughly chop
that
up.
There's a middle-class conversational cul-de-sac for you. Trouble I have with my garlic press.
I remember my father hated garlic because he grew up in a very traditional household of just plain roast food. And he threw my mother's out. I remember them having a fight and him throwing it across the fence.
The ultimate revenge.
Yeah.
Take it.
Even now he says he won't eat garlic. And he says, is there garlic in this? And I say, no, but of course there is.
You shouldn't say that. To your dad, you lie about garlic content in foods.
I know.
The man's name is Bill Granger. Don't trust him. so what stage are you at with the ragu?
Yeah, once that's coloured down, add a tin of tomatoes, just chopped ones. Yeah. I always buy them chopped because... Oh, look, it's another step you don't have to do. Chop them up. All these little things add up. And into that, add some chicken stock.
And you can use a stock cube?
Stock cube. I mean, I find, look, if I'm being good, I'll save the roast carcass from a chicken and make up a stock, but I usually run that out pretty quickly. So the liquid, a stock cube, I always find the liquid you buy tastes a little bit better. But for this, really, get by with half a stock cube.
Yeah. I mean, we've always got stock cubes in, haven't we, most of us?
Yeah.
And it's slightly easier.
In the magazine version of my life, I'd be making my own chicken stock, but in the reality, I use a stock cube.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. I just wanted you to tell us the truth about it. so it's all going to cook down now?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to add a couple more things to that just to flavour it up. Some rosemary and chop that down. Quite a reasonable amount, a good tablespoon or two.
That's quite a dollop you've got there, yeah.
Yeah. And that'll really melt down because it's cooking for so long. And then a couple of pieces of lemon peel, and that's just going to give it a lightness to cut through that richness of the pork.
Now, what kind of pasta do you serve this with?
You could have it with polenta. You don't need to do it with
pasta. I was going to say, it could be spuds, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Potato, mashed potato, polenta. But I like it with quite a thick pasta, a pappardelle.
That's the really ribbony one.
Yeah, I always think if I use a fresh pasta... with a really heavy, rich sauce, and I keep the lighter oil sauces for the dried pasta. Mm. That's good.
All right, Bill, have you got one you made earlier?
I have. So that's going to cook down with the lid on for a couple of hours.
You can tell the rehearsal's paying off here, can't you? so if you can bung me some of that. Yeah, that would be gorgeous.
And I'm going to serve that on top of the pasta with some toasted breadcrumbs, and that's mixing a bit of a southern Italian thing with a northern thing, and it gives it a great crunch.
Thank you very much. Now, your girls, are they Cockneys now or are they Aussies?
Oh, no. I went onto the supermarket with them on Sunday and I knew they'd been here a long time when Edie said, can you make a Yorkshire pudding? And I'd never made a Yorkshire pudding in my life. So I thought, okay, they've changed.
Cockney Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
Have they ever had any jellied eels?
No, not yet. We haven't got that far.
All right, this is predictably gorgeous. This is really my kind of thing, actually. I love that slow-cooked
And it's a nice change. Delicious. I think at this time of year, we've had so much roast meat, so it's a nice alternative to...
Absolutely brilliant, Bill.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Really tasty. Not difficult to do, because I've watched you do almost all of it there.
Yeah.
Admittedly, you know what you're doing, but it didn't seem to take very
not
long.
Not too much chopping.
No, it's great. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Jen.
That's Bill Granger, and it's pork ragu. And the recipe is now on the Woman's Hour website. That really is very, very nice. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.